Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. The chief home officer is our guest this half hour. He's Jeffrey Zabar. You know him very well. He's the author of a number of books, including his newest one, Teleworking and Telecommuting. His books have sold something under 2 million copies around the world. And also Safe at Home. Don't forget that one.
That's one way to put it, though.
He's a syndicated columnist. You've seen his byline all over the place, including in print and online, many places online. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, and I'm going to usurp that that line. I'm going to use that line, sold under 2 million copies.
Well, it's the truth, isn't it?
It's true.
Did I
like
lie?
That.
I didn't lie. You have sold something under 2 million copies.
There you go. I like it. I think I might put that somewhere. I don't know where, but I might.
Don't forget now, full attribution. Is it Jeffrey?
Full attribution.
unless you want to send me
under 1 million copies.
Unless you want to send me a little checky poo or something like
there
that.
There you go.
Hey,
with
Jeff.
Every sale.
What's going on in the world of home-based business owners?
Home-based business owners. Well, we see a light at the end of the tunnel. Things seem to be turning around. As we were discussing, there seems to be a number of there seems to be interest in new business out there. I still see people who are quitting their day jobs and or being let go from their day jobs in some cases, but turning to the home office to get their business done, if not just to transition back into a corporate space. And we see some opportunities, but you know, a lot of people are launching new businesses, and what they're doing in the process is setting up who they are, and as they say, they're branding themselves as a entity that can do work with the big boys just on a much smaller scale and occasionally at a lower fee. Because of the lower overhead, to be able to take advantage of better opportunities.
I want to come back to that branding thing in just a minute, but I wanted you to help me remind our audience of about what next week is. Next week's Home-Based Business Week,
Next week is home, right. This is National Work From Home Week. Next week is National Home-Based Business Week. So we have a great opportunity to sort of celebrate who these people are who work from home and who and this week being Work From Home Week.
Meaning teleworkers?
Includes teleworkers. So mm-hmm. it can be people who are, again, teleworkers, who are corporate employees who are allowed to work from home and still mm-hmm. they're still 1099 or excuse me, W-2ers and receiving that paycheck.
Is that like me when I take my laptop home and work 3 hours at night after I've already worked 12 hours at the office?
You know, actually, that is considered what they call a day extender. One of the publications.
So I don't qualify to celebrate this week then?
You're a work at home. Yeah, you certainly do.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not next week, because next week is home-based.
No, I'm not based. Not anymore. I used to be. I have been.
Exactly, home-based. Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, the distinctions are subtle, but I think that by definition what they do is they broaden the audience. And if you're a marketer out there, a company like an HP, for example,
right.
or even if you're a small organization, I've been working with one of the local newspapers lately writing some copy for them. And, you know, I wrote something about working from home. And I said, I'll bet it's a pretty big part of your demographic because this area has a lot of work
right.
at home. So, I mean, you can be a small newspaper. You can be a small mom-and-pop storefront. You can be a major corporation. The distinctions are unique between work-at-homes because, you know, home-based entrepreneurs often have to dig into their own pocket and limited resources to buy the technology, the furnishings, the
mm-hmm.
supplies, things like that. And ancillary items. You know, if they want a digital camera for work, you know, well, it's either a digital camera or this, you know.
Food.
A teleworker. Excuse me? Or food.
Like
yeah,
food.
Exactly. Or shoes for the kids.
Uh-huh.
They can go barefoot. Let's get the duct tape. Versus a teleworker who is a corporate employee who may have a business credit card, you know, back to, you know, to the corporation or may be able to go to, you know, his manager or her manager and say, I need a desk. I need a digital camera to do this work. But the point is, they all are, if you know who this audience is, you can better target them for opportunities, mm-hmm. for marketing programs, for touch points that can
the
be
products
helpful for them.
The products that you offer them. You know, Jeff, somebody might be saying, well, Why would we need, you know, why would we delineate between the work at home and home base? Why do we identify both of those? Well, folks, how about the fact that there are tens of millions of both kinds?
Right. I mean, the latest statistics put between, and it fluctuates, obviously, but, you know, the more layoffs, the more you're going to have people identifying themselves as work at homes. You know, they may go to the Depot or Staples and get, you know, 1,000 business cards for $14.95 that say, you know, Jeff Sabar consultant. And then the next job that comes along, they're back out into the, you know, W-2 pool, so to speak. But it's important because, A, because of what we just said as far as how you need to identify these people and their, you know, their touch points as well as, the, you know, their hot buttons and their financial capabilities. But additionally, the better you know your audience, the better it is for you from a marketing point of view. There are between, again, back to the point, 10 to 14 million at-home entrepreneurs, full-time or part-time, people running a business out of their home, whether it's a home office or a corner desk in the den. There are upward of 25 million people who are teleworkers and at-home workers for corporations, including some of who are considered day extenders like yourself, for example, who bring home a briefcase. If you're white collar, you're a day extender.
I always think of it as nonstop working rather than day.
Exactly, just nonstop. I like
to think of it as I get to work all I want.
I get. You know, you're one of those rare birds, Jim, who actually, I met somebody yesterday who loves what he does. I think you and he are the two who do.
That's probably correct.
Yeah.
But you know, one of the things that let's put a face or a profession on some of these things. You talked about touch points. You know, you mentioned technology. These home-based business owners that you're talking about, and the teleworkers to some degree, because if they're working from home, their employer is not going to do everything for them. They're not going to trim them out, you know, completely. They're going to give them a nice laptop, but that may be about it.
Right.
But you know, what do these people need? They need for one thing, they need services, don't they?
Well, and that's, yeah, I'm doing a presentation in November for an organization called SHOPA. It's the School, Home, and Office Products Association. And it's exactly that. It's identifying what these people need and how marketers can reach them. You know, they need everything. Think of your corporate office. Think of a corporate office and what you use there. And then translate that, probably on a smaller scale, back to the home office. So what they need is all the hard goods. They need a desk of some form or function, new, used. They can get it from used furniture place. They can get it brand new from the Depot. They need a desk. They need filing. They probably need a computer.
They need
a phone.
They need help with their technology because technology.
Then they need services.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's the biggie
exactly.
Right there. We got more to come with our good friend Jeffrey Sabar. He is the Chief Home Officer. Right after these messages, 20 after. And his website, by the way, folks, is chiefhomeofficer.com. We're back. 23 after. That's Jeffrey Sabar rocking with ZZ Top on guitar there, by the way, folks. Or is that? No, that's Billy in the Jeff.
Nah, I think that's, I don't know the guys.
I think that's Billy and Dusty on guitars. That's not Jeff.
The guys with the beards and the drummer without.
Jeffrey, we're talking about serving the, not only being the home-based business owners and the teleworkers, the at-home workers, as you also call them, but we're talking about serving these people, them being our customers, and I think that's an important point to identify. And by the way, before we go there, I want to remind the people. I mentioned your website, chiefhomeofficer.com. You got a lot of things there. They can buy they can check out your books there, right, at your website.
They can buy the books, and more importantly, well, equally as importantly, I mean, selling product is a great way to make money. But I have a lot of resources, a lot of great websites people can turn to. I have one called Small Business Advocate. I don't know why that one's on there.
That's a great site. I've been there.
It pays me lots of money to have it
right
up there.
Big bucks. That's right.
But I have a lot of articles that I've written, and I also put in, what's interesting is I have the service Atoms, ATOMZ, which is a little search engine that you can put on your website to help people search your own website for articles, info, content that is on your site that's important. So I have that little applet on my homepage, which is something people may want to consider for their own websites.
Right.
But I have dozens of articles on there that have been written about technology, setup, the mental attitude required to work alone, whether you're a teleworker or a road warrior or a home-based business owner. So there's a lot of cool stuff there. Not to be self-serving, but it's all that stuff is free. So
well,
you can't
that,
sell
we
it,
like,
give it
we
away.
Like the, we like the free word. That's the cheaphomeofficer.com. Let's talk about one of the things that you got to do to let these people know that you're out there, that you're available for them. Because I believe, Jeffrey, I think as you do, that these people are the home-based business folks and the teleworkers are emerging as a significant consumer demographic.
Right.
And we need to know about them. We need to find out what we can do to serve them, whether we are home-based or teleworkers or not. And one of the ways is by making sure that we've got an identifiable brand.
Right. That's a great point, because as a small business owner, truly a micro business owner of say one person, a home based business, or one to three or one to four, often you are identified as part and parcel of hand in glove of with your brand, your company. So if you have ABC Widgets, and say it's a home based business and it's ABC Widgets, but they still see it as Jim Blassingame. You know, you may be the small business advocate, but the people who you do business with, especially people who receive your e-zine, and you're not home-based, but you're micro-enterprise, the people who you do business with identify you as hand-in-hand with your brand, with the small business advocate. They think Jim Blassingame. Same thing with Jeff Zabar and Chief Home Officer. They may think Chief Home Officer, but they're not going to say, can I speak to the EVP of Marketing Services, please? They say, I want to speak to Jeff Zabar. Ditto with any small business. If you're a plumber, you know, a one-man show for a plumber, a contractor, you know, you may do party planning. They don't call, you know, ABC, and ABC is a big company, just like Acme, I guess. But, you know, they don't call looking for, you know, can I speak to the president of ABC, you know, party planning? They know Susie Jones as the party planner who was recommended to them by someone else. So we establish that brand of who we are, and people come looking for us as such. So it's important that we keep in mind what people think and see when they either see our brand, our website, our stationery, our business cards, our, you know, invitations, or our marketing information, but also remembering that we are part of that brand.
Yep.
And every time we go out, we speak to somebody, we meet a new prospect, we call on a client or something like that, that, you know, we are who they are buying and ordering, as opposed to like a Xerox.
And all of that is what, in addition to it being the collateral material that you enter the marketplace with, your business cards and your phone information and the website and all that. But it also, if you've got something that people can, if you've got a logo or a tagline or a brand that is easily understood and is intuitive, it helps people to refer other people to you, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I did Chief Home Officer. I mean, at one point, and I still use the phrase going SOHO, but 15 years into the use of the acronym SOHO, still people still think south of Houston in New York,
right.
And they think of a district in London. So it took me, you know, 10 years to realize that, you know what, that may not catch on all that well, so I can be taught. But Chief Home Officer is a concept that you can walk away with and just say, Chief Home Officer, you know, small business advocate. You know, there's a number of websites out there. You know, our friend Dan Pink has Free Agent Nation.
Right.
If you identify with it, you will remember it, and it's something that you'll walk away with.
I have a friend who's writing a book on called Brand. It's about the ding in branding, and what you were saying is that when they think about you, a ding goes off in their mind because you've branded them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's important that people, when you sit down, don't just choose a name for your company, or don't just create standard stationery and letterhead or a website that is just going to compete with others out there, and you know, competitors out there. Think about something that raises you above. Think about something that rings that bell, that dings that ding, so to speak, so that people, A, take notice, and B, remember it, because being
Jeffrey, I hope we don't have C and D, because I don't have time.
There you go.
Thanks for being here, man. Good job today. Jeffrey Zabar,
Jim,
ladies and gentlemen. See you, Jeff. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. That's his website. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Sam Norwood.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.